Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Belly up the bar. Let's chat. I am at Williamson NFL. I've been doing this for close to two decades now as analyst, scout, recruiting assistant at Pitt, all those good things. So sit down and let's have a chat. Yesterday, I told you that my website is live, and it's much further along now. I'm so used to telling you guys at Williamson NFL. It's williamsonfootball.com, and I've got about a dozen articles up there now. I just kind of wanted to touch on one of them with you today. And what a series I'm starting there is the state of X team. I got 32 teams going. Today I'm going to talk Bills. A lot of you Bills fans aren't real happy with me. You guys are an emotional group. I like it. You went to the playoffs this last year. But I remember when they traded Cordy Glenn, I just went over to ourlads.com and just, you know, they're the best place for depth charts, by the way. I don't know if you ever go there. O-U-R-L-A-D-S. But I went to Our Lads and just kind of pulled up the Bills depth chart after they traded Glenn. And I sent out a tweet like, man, the Bills roster is pretty dreadful. And, of course, the Bills mafia had my head and, screw you, Williamson. You don't know what you're talking about. The best is yet to come. We have all these picks. Yeah. I mean, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying pretty much the day after Cordy Glenn was traded, you look at the roster, it's pretty barren. I mean, it's troublesome. And I love that they have all those picks. And Bills fans, I know you don't want to hear this. Your team is rebuilding. It's not like you went to the playoffs last year and now you're a player away. I mean, I hate to say this, but in a way, going to the playoffs was not part of the plan last year. And in a weak AFC with some great coaching, a couple bounces that went your way, you ended the postseason drought. And that's wonderful. It is. But if given truth serum before the season started, if you told the coaching staff and front office, you know, how do you expect the season to go? I think they would have said, well, we'll probably pick in the top five, accumulate, not to a Brown standard, but accumulate picks like crazy and go from there, really. You know, and we have a lot of picks here already. We've traded Sammy Watkins. We've made all these moves. And the same formula is holding true. You know, I mean, it's still, let's not be an embarrassment, but we're trying to rebuild through the draft. And they have great draft capital, including two first-round picks and moved up on the Glenn deal to take the Bengals spot. However, if the – well, let's look at it two ways. That I think there's a great chance. I mean, and I know this is not going out on much of a limb, but if there's one team right now that's really not in position to take a top four quarterback, Allen, Rosen, Mayfield, – Darnold, who I think is going number one, but can get there and will get there or is most likely to get there, it has to be Buffalo. I mean, more so than Arizona or Miami or a team like that, Baltimore. You know, so I do think the Bills will be very aggressive to get to the two spot, the four spot, the five spot, something, you know, to make a big move. So therefore, if that happens, and they draft their quarterback, they draft Rosen, and he's awesome, then it's all worth it. But all of a sudden, this wonderful draft capital that all you Bills fans are talking about and are super excited about is going to dry up pretty quick. You know, it's going to be costly to go to the top five, or let alone to number two. So a lot of those extra seconds and thirds and things like that that you're salivating of, we're going to get a new edge pass rusher for, it's going to dry up pretty quick. It's all worth it if your quarterback hits. But if you trade up and you get your guy and he busts out quickly or, you know, isn't the answer, you put a lot in the middle of the table to lose the hand. You know what I'm saying? So you better hit. If you don't, if you're not able to make a trade, part of me almost thinks that would be better. Was, not that I like McCarron or what, or Peterman. But if you drafted almost the best player available, regardless of position, with all these picks, and you landed four, five, six starters slash difference makers, two potential Pro Bowl guys, and you know, and you have White from last year too, the first round pick, all of a sudden the foundation of the roster is really, really set, and you'd have very few needs probably going into, or you know, certainly fewer needs going into next year. And you still probably aren't going to win the Super Bowl this year. And maybe you then trade up to go get your guy. You know, again, if you trade for a quarterback and he hits, obviously that's the way to go. That's wonderful. But if you trade all this stuff that you have, all these great cards in your hand, and you don't draw the ace, even though you think you got it all lined up, it cripples you. So I wish there was, and this is true for the Jets when we have this conversation. It's true for a lot of teams that are in rebuild mode. But it'd be nice if there was a lot more infrastructure in place, you know, right now to insert that Rosen, Darnold, Allen, Baker Mayfield into the mix with, you know, more around him. So, like I said, I have the new site going at Williamson, or williamsonfootball.com. It's moving along really, really well. I told you guys about it yesterday, and you went there, and it was a disaster. By the time you're looking at it now, it'll have my logo. Things will be organized a little bit better on the site. I think you'll be able to subscribe. It's only a couple bucks a month. I urge you to check it out. There'll be a lot of things like I'm talking about with this Bills article here. And I already have the whole AFC East up. So let's talk, before we kind of go position by position, let's just kind of get what has changed with this roster from last year. Some big dogs that have left. I mentioned Glenn, Tyrod Taylor, obviously. Eric Wood retired. I mean, he's been a pretty solid center over his career. E.J. Gaines had a real nice year here. He's now a Brown. Preston Brown put up numbers. He's a Bengal. You know, there's Jordan Matthews, Cedric Thornton. There's a couple other names, but you know, they lost a fair amount. They bring back Kyle Williams. Good. You know, leader. Tough. Still highly productive. They replace Wood with Bodine, who, yeah, he started games, but I've been saying for years that, boy, the Bengals need a center. Boy, the Bengals need a center. Bengals keep ignoring center. What's the problem? I mentioned McCarron, who also comes over from the Bengals. Star Lutulele is going to line up next to Williams. Certainly more of a run stuffer, former first-round pick. Didn't think he was wonderful this past year, though. Rolling the dice on Vontae Davis. I mean, he certainly has, at his best, is a top 10 press man corner. A lot of playmaking ability, athletic. Hasn't been at his best lately. Maybe this coaching staff, which I am very fond of, and scheme can get the most out of him. But he's also been injured a lot. I mean, has that ship sailed? And one of my favorite additions they made was Trent Murphy, who is a high-quality player that can line up all over the line of scrimmage on the defensive side of the ball. Decent pass rusher, but he can line up inside and, you know, cause some problems there. He's not overly quick. He's not, you know, super athletic. Gets the job done. Edge guy. I think you can use him in a wide variety of ways. So I do like picking up Murphy. All right. Now, let's buzz through these position groups a little bit. Bills fans, I don't think you're going to like what I have to say about a lot of them. And yes, there will be some draft picks added to the mix, even if they do use a lot of them to go get a quarterback. It's not like they're going to mortgage their entire draft and all the picks they have. But to move up, it's going to be expensive. We talked quarterbacks. I mean, the only real note I have here is, I think it's pretty clear since McDermott took over the style of quarterback he's wants. I mean, he basically had nothing good to say about Tyrod Taylor since the second he took over, and it seems like he's been pushed out the door until finally traded. They drafted Peterman in the 5th round last year and replaced Taylor at one point with him, even though that obviously didn't go well. And then he signed A.J. McCarron. So I think that tells you at least the style of quarterback they're looking for. Like, I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to be a Bill. You know, I think that Mason Rudolph might be a Bill if they don't get their top four. You know, I think they want a pocket passer. I mean, that's just how they've designed this thing. So that's really the only note I have on quarterback to keep going. My man Shady McCoy from Pitt. You guys know I'm a Pitt fan, but I think it's the beginning of the end. I think he's still a really good player. But, you know, he's going to be 30 when the season starts. His yards per carry really dipped this past year. He's got a lot of workload. He's got a lot of wear and tear off his tires. That always bugs me. And people are like, he's got a lot of wear and tear. You know, people don't use that phrase right. A lot of tread on the tires as opposed to off the tires. You know, you want fresh tires. And all the other backs in this on this team are old. You know, Chris Ivory and Taywan Jones. And I mean, blah. So I don't know what they have. I mean, again, if they don't make the trade up, they should draft a back pretty high. I don't like their pass catchers at all. I've never been a Benjamin fan. He's not a separator. He's heavy-footed. He does have a role, and we know what he does well by being a giant person. Charles Clay, to me, is probably the best at what he does of their receivers. I mean, he had the most yards. He had the most receiving yards by the Bill on this team last year, but only 558. I mean, no Bills wide receiver caught more than 27 passes in 2017. I'm reading that a sentence straight from the article I wrote for WilliamsonFootball.com. It's just no Bills wide receiver caught more than 27 passes in 2017. Wow. Zay Jones played the most snaps of any receiver. Very quiet fashion, 27 catches, and he's in trouble with the law. And I didn't like him coming out of school, you know, so the receiving here is rough. Mentioned up front, obviously Cordy Glenn is gone, obviously Wood is gone. I think Deion Dawkins has a chance to be really good, and they had a nice stretch with him in Glenn's absence last year, so that's fine. I told you guys I don't like Bodine to replace Wood. I still like Incognito. I was a little shocked that they forced him into a pay cut, though. I mean, and he agreed. So that's not a ringing endorsement that they think he's as good as he's ever been. The rest of the line is, I mean, I feel like two starters are needed on the Bills line. On defense, you know, again, I'm going to just pull out one sentence I wrote here. On defense last year, the Bills featured one of the NFL's worst pass rushes, as well as probably the worst run defense, particularly on inside runs, in the entire AFC. Well, that's not very good. Like I said, I like their secondary. I really like the White pick. That worked out really well. And you bring back Williams and Lotulelei. I think that'll certainly help with those interior runs. And the interior runs got much worse when Darius was traded to Jacksonville. Like I said, Trent Murphy's also a good run defender. I still like Jerry Hughes, but I think he's more of a number two edge guy. Shaq Lawson, I don't know that he's ever going to be the guy, but I think you could probably line him up on the inside at times. Lorenzo Alexander had a bunch of sacks 2 years ago, but he's 35, and where's he really fit in? And that's about it up front. I mean, like, that's all the big people on this defense. And sorry if I'm not doing jumping jacks over that group. The linebackers are right now amongst the worst in the league. I mean, like I said, Preston Brown is gone. You know, McDermott comes from Carolina, where they're the most linebacker-centric team in the league. I mean, they need their leader. They need the every-down guy. And right now, they have Ramon Humber. He was re-signed, and he was okay last year. He played a lot, played more than you'd want. And maybe Matt Milano is their best linebacker right now. I'm talking about true second-level dudes. Ooh, I'm making bad noises over here. As I mentioned, the Bills' secondary is very promising. Their safeties don't get much credit, but Jordan Poyer and especially Micah Hyde are really good. They're ball hawks. They have cornerback backgrounds. They can play man coverage. They're versatile. Both of them played over 1,000 snaps last year really, really well. They also bought back Ralphiel Bush, who's familiar. Talked about Vernon Davis on the other side. And Tre'Davious White I keep saying good things about, too. So could probably use another corner. But the secondary clearly is the strength of the defense, if not the entire team. But really, I mean, this roster needs a lot. I mean, I'm not saying, I know Bills fans want to trade up, get Josh Allen or whoever your favorite one is, and I think that's fine, but you better hit. If you don't, man, I mean, wouldn't you be better off just taking an edge guy, taking a running back, take Rudolph, you know, something along those lines, Laletta in the third round, something along those lines, and see if you can strike gold on a quarterback, but at least build that infrastructure. Because like I said before, I don't see much of an infrastructure in place in Buffalo. But, I mean, that's by design. I mean, they've blown the thing up, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but just don't overestimate what's there as we speak. All right, that's a wrap. I'll be back tomorrow. Not sure what we'll talk about on Wednesday. We should get something draft going here soon. I just wanted to give you a taste of these state of the X teams that I've been writing on for Williamson football. And maybe we'll do a couple more of them down the line for sure. Definitely Twitter Thursday this week. Over and out. And give me back some feedback, not only on the Locked On podcast and the entire network, which you should be checking out, but also my new site, please, at williamsonfootball.com. All right. See you. Bye.